Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we covered health savings accounts and medical expense deductions, powerful tax strategies that offer triple tax advantages and significant savings for self-employed real estate investors. Today, we're talking about something that's not glamorous but absolutely critical: record keeping and documentation. Good record keeping is the foundation of effective tax planning. It allows you to claim every deduction you're entitled to, defend your positions if audited, and make informed business decisions. Poor record keeping can cost you thousands of dollars in missed deductions, penalties, and stress during tax season or audits. Today, I'm going to explain what records you need to keep, how long to keep them, systems for staying organized, and best practices for documentation. Let's start with why record keeping matters. First, it allows you to claim all the deductions you're entitled to. Without proper documentation, you may miss deductions or be unable to substantiate them if questioned. Second, it protects you in an audit. If the IRS audits your return, you need documentation to support every deduction, credit, and position you've taken. Third, it helps you make better business decisions. Good records allow you to track income and expenses, analyze property performance, and make informed investment decisions. Fourth, it saves time and stress during tax season. If your records are organized throughout the year, tax preparation is much easier. Fifth, taxpayers should maintain records sufficient to substantiate the income, deductions, credits, and positions reported on their tax returns. Now let's talk about what records you need to keep. Category 1, income records. You need to keep records of all income you receive, including rental income, property management fees, consulting income, commissions, interest, dividends, and capital gains. This includes bank statements, 1099 forms, rent rolls, lease agreements, and any other documentation of income. Category 2, expense records. You need to keep records of all deductible expenses, including receipts, invoices, canceled checks, credit card statements, and bank statements. For each expense, you should document the amount, date, payee, and business purpose. Category 3, property records. For each rental property, you need to keep records of the purchase price, closing costs, improvements, depreciation schedules, and any other costs that affect your basis. You also need to keep records of rental income and expenses for each property. Property purchase documents, capital improvement records, and depreciation-related records should generally be retained for the entire ownership period and for several years after disposition. Category 4, mileage logs. If you deduct vehicle expenses, you need to keep a mileage log that documents the date, destination, business purpose, and miles driven for each business trip. The IRS is very strict about mileage documentation, so contemporaneous logs are essential. Mileage deduction rules and substantiation requirements may change over time and should be verified annually. Category 5, home office records. If you claim a home office deduction, you need to keep records of the square footage of your home and office, as well as expenses related to the home. Home office deductions are subject to specific IRS requirements and should be evaluated with a qualified tax professional. Category 6. Time logs. If you're claiming real estate professional status or relying on the rental real estate safe harbor for the QBI deduction, you need to keep contemporaneous time logs documenting the hours you spend on real estate activities. Category 7. Entity documents. You need to keep formation documents, operating agreements, partnership agreements, S-Corp election forms, and other entity-related documents. Category 8. Tax returns and supporting documents. You need to keep copies of all filed tax returns and the supporting documents used to prepare them. Now let's talk about how long to keep records. The general rule is to keep tax records for at least 3 years from the date you filed the return or the due date of the return, whichever is later. However, there are important exceptions. If you underreported income by more than 25%, the IRS has 6 years to audit, so keep records for at least 6 years. If you didn't file a return or filed a fraudulent return, there's no statute of limitations, so keep records indefinitely. For property records, keep them for at least 3 years after you sell the property and file the return reporting the sale. For employment tax records, keep them for at least 4 years after the tax is due or paid, whichever is later. For records supporting depreciation, keep them for at least 3 years after the property is fully depreciated or sold. Record retention needs vary by document type and tax situation. Many investors choose to retain important records longer than the minimum IRS requirements. Now let's talk about systems for staying organized. System 1. Digital record keeping. Scan or photograph all receipts and documents and store them digitally in organized folders. Use cloud storage like Google Drive, Dropbox, or OneDrive so your records are backed up and accessible from anywhere. Organize folders by year, property, and category. For example, 2025 Property A, Repairs, or 2025 Business Expenses, Office Supplies. System 2, Accounting Software. Use accounting software like QuickBooks, Xero, or FreshBooks to track income and expenses. Link your bank accounts and credit cards so transactions are automatically imported. Categorize transactions as they occur so you don't have to sort through a year's worth of transactions at tax time. Attach digital receipts to transactions within the software for easy reference. System 3. Separate bank accounts and credit cards. Consider using separate bank accounts and credit cards where practical to improve record keeping and financial organization. This makes it much easier to track income and expenses and provides a clear paper trail. System 4. Mileage tracking apps. Use apps like MileIQ, Everlance, or TripLog to automatically track business mileage. These apps use GPS to log trips and allow you to categorize them as business or personal. System 5. Time tracking apps. If you need to track hours for real estate professional status or the QBI safe harbor, use time tracking apps like Toggle, Clockify, or Hours Tracker. Log your time as you work, noting the activity and property. System 6. Regular reconciliation. Reconcile your bank accounts and credit cards monthly to ensure all transactions are recorded and categorized correctly. Review your books quarterly to catch any errors or missing documentation. Now let's talk about best practices for documentation. Best practice 1. Document in real time. Don't wait until tax season to organize your records. Document expenses and activities as they occur. Best practice 2. Be specific about business purpose. For each expense, note the business purpose. For example, instead of just dinner, write dinner with property manager to discuss tenant issues at property A. Best practice 3. Keep receipts for everything. Even small expenses add up. Keep receipts for all business-related purchases. Best practice 4. Use contemporaneous logs for mileage and time. The IRS gives much more weight to logs created at the time of the activity rather than reconstructed logs. Best practice 5. Separate personal and business expenses. Never commingle personal and business funds. Use separate accounts and credit cards where practical. Best practice 6. Backup your records. Keep digital backups in multiple locations, cloud storage, external hard drive, and local computer. Best practice 7. Create a year-end checklist. At the end of each year, review your records to ensure you have everything you need for tax preparation. Now let's talk about specific documentation requirements for common deductions. For rental property expenses, keep receipts or invoices for repairs, maintenance, property management fees, insurance, property taxes, utilities, and all other expenses. For depreciation, keep records of the purchase price, closing costs, and the cost of improvements. Keep these records for as long as you own the property, plus at least 3 years after you sell it. For home office deduction, keep records of the square footage of your home and office, as well as receipts for mortgage interest, property taxes, utilities, insurance, and repairs. For vehicle expenses, keep a mileage log with the date, destination, business purpose, and miles for each trip. Also keep records of actual vehicle expenses if you're using the actual expense method. For deductible meals and other business-related expenses, maintain receipts and documentation supporting the business purpose. Note who you met with and what was discussed. For travel expenses, keep receipts for airfare, lodging, meals, and other travel costs. Document the business purpose of the trip. For professional fees, keep invoices from CPAs, attorneys, property managers, and other professionals. For education and training, keep receipts for courses, conferences, books, and other educational expenses related to your real estate business. Now let's talk about what to do if you're missing documentation. If you're missing receipts or documentation, try to reconstruct the records as best you can. Use bank statements and credit card statements to identify transactions. Contact vendors to request duplicate invoices or receipts. Create a written explanation of the expense, including the amount, date, payee, and business purpose. The strength of reconstructed records may vary depending on the type of expense and available supporting documentation. However, for mileage and time logs, reconstructed records are much weaker. The IRS strongly prefers contemporaneous logs. Now let's talk about audit protection. If you're audited, the IRS will request documentation to support the deductions and credits you claimed. The better your records, the easier the audit process will be. Strong documentation can significantly improve the audit process and support the positions taken on a return. If your records are poor or missing, you may lose deductions and owe additional taxes, interest, and penalties. Some tax preparation software and services offer audit protection or audit defense, where they'll represent you or provide support if you're audited. Audit defense products vary significantly in scope and should be reviewed carefully before purchase. Consider whether this is worth the cost based on your situation. Now, let's talk about common record-keeping mistakes. Mistake 1, not keeping receipts for small expenses. Small expenses add up over the year. Mistake 2, not documenting business purpose. A receipt alone isn't enough. You need to document why the expense was business-related. Mistake 3, not keeping contemporaneous mileage and time logs. Reconstructed logs are much weaker. Mistake 4, commingling personal and business expenses. This makes it difficult to track deductible expenses and raises red flags in an audit. Mistake 5, not backing up records. If your records are lost or destroyed, you have no documentation. Mistake 6, throwing away records too soon. Keep records based on the type of document and your specific tax situation. Mistake 7, not organizing records throughout the year. Waiting until tax season creates stress and increases the risk of missing deductions. Our approach to record keeping is systematic and proactive. We use accounting software to track all income and expenses in real time. We scan and digitally store all receipts and documents, organized by year, property, and category. We use separate bank accounts and credit cards where practical to improve organization. We use mileage and time tracking apps to create contemporaneous logs. We reconcile our accounts monthly and review our books quarterly. We back up our records in multiple locations: cloud storage, external hard drive, and local computer. And we work with our CPA throughout the year to support accurate record keeping and tax reporting. Let me close with this. Good record keeping is not glamorous, but it's absolutely essential. It allows you to claim every deduction you're entitled to, protects you in an audit, and helps you make better business decisions. Set up systems to track income and expenses in real time, keep contemporaneous logs for mileage and time, and organize your records throughout the year. Don't wait until tax season to get organized. By then, it's too late to create contemporaneous documentation. Invest in good accounting software, use digital storage, and make record keeping a regular habit. The time you invest in good record keeping will pay dividends in tax savings, peace of mind, and easier tax preparation. Tomorrow, we're talking about mid-year tax moves, actions you can take before December 31st to reduce your tax bill for the year. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.